on, it's time. Let's do this. Let's talk about episode 4, which leaves us on a cliffhanger for the second half of the series. Now, I like this. I don't need to binge all of Bridgerton in one sitting, even though that's how I consume this show season after season. I start it and then I keep it going until it's finished. But I like this. Go ahead and tease me. Go ahead and make me work for it. Especially if y'all are gonna give me some really good sex between Colin and Penelope. I will wait patiently. So I'm not one of those people who's pissed off that it's broken down. The season is broken down into two different sections. Go ahead, get let it just give us more time to get the build up going and the hype going and to be ready for it, and for people like myself to recap it and still give y'all time before part 2 drops, which is June 13th, when I rewatched these episodes to take notes for this. They put a trailer, and maybe it was always there and I didn't notice it, for the second half of season 3. Now, the trailer wasn't great at all, but it's coming out June 13th. That's very soon. I think that's Wednesday. So stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned. Anyway, so episode 4, we have Lord Devling at the Featherington house giving Penelope a plant while her thirsty mom and her sisters are outside of the room watching. How do you feel about a man giving you a plant versus roses or flowers? So, I guess it's a great gift because your plant is going to survive much longer than a bouquet, but for me, excuse me, it's too much pressure because I don't have a green thumb and I don't really want to be taking care of it unless it's like bamboo. So, I don't know, Lord Devling, like I like his vibe. I really do. I just don't like that he is gone forever. Traveling. That's not cool. So anyways, Benedict is sleeping with the spicy blonde widow that I'm into, and all it took was a bouquet of flowers. He brings her flowers and the panties go down. Again, I might be out of sequence. Sorry. They may have smashed. They either had sex last episode or it's this episode, but according to my notes, they're sleeping together. So might have been a second time on episode 4 or a first time. Moving right along. So Lady Danbury's brother, I do think he's pretty handsome, but I just don't know why he's there. Like why he had to roll up just to be a rake. And unfortunately, I'm now on season or sorry, episode 4, and I'm just finally using the word rake. I love that word. I wish I could use it in my everyday life, but Anthony Bridgerton, he was a rake. Benedict Bridgerton is a rake. Colin was a rake in Europe. And now we see that Lady Danbury's brother is a rake, and it looks like he's trying to put it down on a Violet Bridgerton. So the black mute guy that Francesca's into, he shows up at the house and he sits with her in silence. This is so gross and corny and weird and freaky to me. I don't like it at all. And I hate this dude for her. I'm too unnerved. I don't see her being attracted to him. And a girl that I tweet with, she told me that, spoiler alert, this black guy is not the one that Francesca is going to be with. And I'm happy because I don't see it for them. They weird me out. I don't like anything about them. So the black guy, the Kent guy, who his son is now has this mansion, huge ass mansion. He is being pressured to shut down his club, stop bartending, but those are the things that he loves. And I hate that they have to just adhere to whatever society tells them to do and do things for the optics. If that's his club that he cares about, it really sucks. If I were him, I'd want to keep it running too. I just because my little 5-year-old got a mansion doesn't mean that I should just put everything get rid of everything I want to do. So he's in a huge dilemma. So Lord Debling likes that Penelope is her own person and has different interests, and I agree. I like that too. Nobody needs a clone. You need to have things in common, but it's great when people could be into different things and teach you about things that you had no things that you didn't know about. So then Colin returns to his two sex workers, but he isn't interested in having sex because, last episode he was dreaming about making out with Penelope, which again is very made for TV, right? Because he kissed her and we already know he was a rake in Europe. He's being a rake in, town, sleeping with these sex workers. He would have actually done more than kissing in his dream with Penelope, but we're only getting a dream of him kissing because horny ass people like myself are waiting to watch it all unfold IRL when he's not dreaming. So that's why we only saw him kissing in that scene. So Colin, he rejects the two prostitutes slash sex workers. I love the word prostitute though, so get over it. And he tells them that he just, they're like, but you paid and well, do you want to watch us? He's like, yeah. And then he's not even paying attention. I hope those girls are making good money though, because, and I hope that they're into each other because God knows they have to pretend like they are for money. So then Francesca seeds the black guy, which is name his name is Lord Kilmartin, and she runs into him when she's out on the street with her family, and they have this like awkward ass exchange where he like scurries off and she's really humiliated. So Eloise visits Cressida, and Cressida's father tells her that she can't hang out with Eloise anymore. And remember, Eloise is an activist. And she was interested in a commoner, and she has radical, what they consider to be radical ideas, like feminism, if I'm not mistaken. That's how dare she? If I'm not mistaken, I feel like that was something she cared about. But anyways, I felt bad for Eloise, and I really hope that she could repair her friendship with Penelope. So then Colin listens to his friends talking about their sexual conquests, and Colin tells his friends that being a man, being a rake, he didn't use that word, but I will. He's like, being a rake is tiring and that they shouldn't be cavalier about the one thing that holds meaning in life. And, this is common. This is very common. People go out there spreading their seed, whoring around, and then they're like, okay, I'm exhausted. Let me find the one. Let me shut this down. So then Penelope's mom said that Lord Debling wants to propose to her, and she tells Penelope that she will be able to manage his estate and he has a big house. And Penelope is not interested, and her mom gets upset. And anyhow, Colin didn't exist, and if she didn't kiss Colin, then she would have been interested. The very same way how if Lord Debling wasn't pursuing Penelope, then maybe he wouldn't be forcing Colin's hand in a way. So then Colin tells his mom that he won't be going to the, I put in my notes, nightly ball, because it is like they have a ball every single night. And then she tells Colin that Penelope is getting engaged that very same night. And she's like, oh, the way that you helped her find a man, like it worked. So Queen Charlotte's wig has moving pieces in it at the ball. And I feel like it was a bit too extravagant for the time period, but I love it. And I don't know. Bridgerton, I love Queen Charlotte's wigs. I've said this. But I kind of feel like they're focusing on the wigs too much. Or Queen Charlotte's wigs. I feel like they need to focus on other parts, other aspects. Let me leave it at that. So Cressida tells Eloise that she's sorry for what her father said about her, and that she's going to remain friends with her. And I love that. You're a grown ass woman. Tell your dad to F off. So Colin is at home thinking about, who do you think he's thinking about, y'all? Who do you think he's thinking about? He just heard that she about to get a ring on it. He's thinking about Penelope, and he feels like he's gotta go get his woman. He gotta go get his bitch. So then the both the Featherington sisters think that they are pregnant. I am here for it. What if they both have a son? I guess it's all gonna go to whoever pushes out the boy first. So then Lord Kilmartin, the black guy, he gives Francesca the sheet music and the key of music that she wanted, would have preferred to hear it in when she was out and about and ran into him. I gotta say, this is peak romance. Peak romance. It had to take a lot of effort, could not have been easy, and I just thought it was the sweetest thing to do. However, I still don't like these two as a couple. Don't want to see it, and I don't think I will see it. Maybe I will, but it doesn't sound like it. Somebody told me that they're not going to end up together. So then Lord Debling decides not to ask Penelope to be his wife because he could tell that she wants to be with Colin, and he's going to be gone way too much. And he's basically like, look, you ain't finna be cheating on me when I'm gone at sea, because I'm gonna be cheating on you. And I want a hoe who's not gonna cheat because I'm gonna be cheating. He didn't say that, but you know, that was the subtext. He needs somebody who's really into him, whose heart is with him, because he's gone so much that they gotta be really, really solid to withstand all of his off time, all of his travel. So then Colin gets into Penelope's carriage because Penelope leaves in haste after he's like, nope, not gonna propose to you. And Penelope's mad at her mom, who seems only concerned about Lord Debling and not her daughter. And so Penelope is able to fetch a carriage really quickly. She gets her pretty little thick ass inside it, and Colin manages, I guess, to chase down her carriage, gets inside, and tells Penelope, quote, I have spent so long trying to feel less, trying to be the kind of man society expects me to be. And for a moment, I thought I had succeeded. But these past few weeks have been full of confounding feelings, feelings like a total inability to stop thinking about you. About that kiss. Feelings like dreaming of you when I'm asleep, and in fact, preferring sleep because that is where I might find you. A feeling that is like torture, but one which I cannot, will not, do not want to give up. It is everything I have wanted to say to you for weeks. Okay. Say less and put it on me right now. So then they start making out feverishly. They take a break, or sorry, they are looking into each other's eyes. They take a break for Penelope to nod yes to Colin giving consent. I appreciate this so much in Bridgerton that we see Penelope give consent. It was important to the writers to show that Penelope gave Colin consent for him to then finger the shit out of her punani. Because as we saw, Colin wasn't playing no games. He was there hiking his hand up her dress to finger the shit out of her punani. He was like, oh. Bitch, you said yes. You said I could go in. I'm gonna go all the way in. It was so sexy. It was so hot. It was so horny and passionate. Oh, why does this damn show? Why is it made for bitches? Why is it made for women? We got the all these men who are munches. We got men who know how to finger properly, and not everybody does. Everybody knows that. And they're looking into each other's eyes during the finger banging. I said, y'all better go ahead and hurry up and F in this carriage right the fuck now. Like, stop with all this teasing bullshit. Get it in for real, for real. So then they arrive to Colin's house. The carriage gets there because Penelope was disgusted and told the drivers, get to the Bridgerton house first, bitch. So then Colin gets out of the carriage and he puts his hand out and he wants Penelope to go inside. She's just like, what? She's like, did anybody see us? What? And Penelope is like, everyone will see us. And Colin says, Penelope Featherington, are you going to marry me or not? Okay, so, end quote. How do we go from this man saying he wants to sleep because that's where he might find her, and he has this feeling of torture, and he does not want to give up, and he's wanted to say these things for weeks, and he can't stop, he has an inability to stop thinking about her, about that kiss. How do you go from like Shakespearean romance to bitch, you want me to wife you? How do we make that leap? Like, this was a huge fail. A huge fail from the writing department. The man, how is he gonna go from romance to do you want a ring, bitch? Y'all need a what were you doing? Why'd you do it that way? It wasn't sexy. It wasn't something somebody's gonna just say because they're super horny and they wanna fuck, they wanna smash, whatever. Like, why did you take us on this ride of presenting Colin as this rake in the streets of Europe and rake at home with the sex workers to someone who is madly in love with Penelope? And why didn't we get a proposal that represents the feelings that he just expressed for her before he started fingering the life out of her vajayjay? I'm lost, but I like him so much, and to the point where there was something kind of sexy about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hated the proposal, but it's like you it just. Who cares if you're Penelope? Who cares? You know you want that dick. You know you want that ring. So, I don't know. I'm very interested to see where this goes. And then, I think the next season is gonna be Eloise, but I'm kind of ready for us to see Benedict put it on that blonde bitch, the blonde baddie. I just feel like they're gonna have some good sex scenes, and they better not mess with me and do no give us what we want, which I've discussed about. Give us some actual like intercourse, nothing else. I want to see it. Anyways, so what is this wedding going to be about? Oh, I just feel like their vows are going to be so romantic. They're both talented writers. They're both romantic. Penelope and Colin are so perfect for each other. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited about this pairing, for sure. And I don't know. Stay tuned. It's all about to go down next week. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.